Sometimes we get so hung up about the seniority of our work position that we end up wondering about our own abilities. For almost all of us, working at a senior level in a company is the substance of dreams because that implies typically that the remuneration will be fat and that the company acknowledges us by affording us this position, to begin with. Well, that may be true, but it has two sides. First, it is fantastic that we are thinking out for ourselves and exuding that energy of recognition into the world. But, and this is the second part, the company you are trying to work for may not necessarily indulge in the same headspace. In other words, they won't necessarily see it as you'd imagine. You are looking out for yourself, and they for themselves. The reality is that the company takes first precedence, and since you want to work for it, then you will likely have to reshape yourself into its structure. I often argued that whether there's a junior, intermediary or senior modifier to your job title says little about you unless you tell it otherwise. What am I saying? I am implying that if you're an ambitious person, you will remain that, and if you are to the contrary, you should likely also remain that. The contrary nature, however, has certain issues to it. The whole reason for avoiding these labels is the knowledge that they do not define who we are but rather are a temporary place in time. However, if you see yourself as part of the long-term muscle of the company in question, then these titles accrue a whole new meaning. The question of why companies typically assign titles as they usually do depends on the company size itself. It is primarily not about your resume but the company's size and structure. Right now, I am not referring to seasoned professionals who can bulldoze their way into any organization, but rather some of us who are still perceived as in that annoying junior to intermediary bracket. Company size determines the salary ranges for their employees. It also determines the scope of work that they can assign recruits. Remember, they are exploitative in the sense that they want recruits to carry as much weight for the company as legally possible, with little reprimand, should they be sued for overworking. They won't grow a conscience that puts you center stage. Your utility is aligned with your skill and contentment with the company. When you are a tried and tested developer but are assigned a junior role in a small company, for instance, then it implies what I mentioned above. The company wants to overwork you to build their stable with your talent, yet conjures that they also give you an opportunity by employing you. So it becomes a question of, what was your reason for applying for the job in the first place? Regarding medium to large companies, titles may be superfluous, considering that much of the work is done in teams. However, for some companies, they may be further reinforced. All of this largely depends on the type of company in question. For instance, strictly tech companies may emphasize roles and titles, whereas diversified ones may not. However, your title should not and will not define you. Your drive does. Your drive got you the job or the interview. Your drive is initiated by a goal that is deeply rooted in you. And positions and scenarios should be understood as events for that particular time. Your energy will always resemble your inner world, and you bring it with you to work and everywhere else. Maybe it is time to focus more on what it is saying and work alongside it to determine the title that you actually deserve, which is master of your life. Thanks.